The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 280. Welcome. I'm Steve Webb and I'm your host. Here it is, Friday. I knew it would come sooner or later. As it turns out, it's right on time. Go figure. Today we'll begin Paul's letter to the Ephesians with the reading of the first two chapters, and I'll share part of an email sent in by a member of the LifeSpring family. As I think you know, if you're a listener to the podcast, I consider you a member of the LifeSpring family, so hang around for that. We're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week. Let's begin. Ephesians chapter 1. From Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, to God's people who live in Ephesus and are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. I pray that God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ will be kind to you and will bless you with peace. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the spiritual blessings that Christ has brought us from heaven. Before the world was created, God had Christ choose us to live with Him and to be His holy and innocent and loving people. God was kind and decided that Christ would choose us to be God's own adopted children. God treated us with undeserved grace because of the Son He dearly loves, and so we should praise God. Christ sacrificed His life's blood to set us free, which means our sins are now forgiven. Christ did this because of God's gift of undeserved grace to us. God has great wisdom and understanding, and by what Christ has done, God has shown us His own mysterious ways. Then, when the time is right, God will do all He has planned, and Christ will bring together everything in heaven and on earth. God always does what He plans, and this is why He appointed Christ to choose us. He did this so we Jews would bring honor to Him and be the first ones to have hope because of Him. Christ also brought you the truth, which is the good news about how you can be saved. You put your faith in Christ and were given the promised Holy Spirit to show you belong to God. The Spirit also makes us sure we will be given what God has stored up for His people. Then we will be set free, and God will be honored and praised. I've heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, so I never stop being grateful for you as I mention you in my prayers. I ask the glorious Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you His Spirit. The Spirit will make you wise and let you understand what it means to know God. My prayer is that light will flood your hearts, and you will understand the hope given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all God's people. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for His followers. It is the same wonderful power He used when He raised Christ from death and let Him sit at His right hand in heaven. There, Christ rules over all forces, authorities, powers, and rulers. He rules over all beings in this world and will rule in the future world as well. God has put all things under the power of Christ, and for the good of the church, He has made Him the head of everything. The church is the body of Christ and is filled with Christ who completely fills everything. Ephesians chapter 2. In the past, you were dead because you sinned and fought against God. You followed the ways of this world and obeyed the devil. He rules the world, and his spirit has power over everyone who doesn't obey God. Once we were also ruled by the selfish desires of our bodies and minds. We made God angry, and we were going to be punished like everyone else. But God was merciful. We were dead because of our sins. But God loved us so much, He made us alive with Christ. And God's gift of undeserved grace is what saves you. God raised us from death to life with Christ Jesus, and He has given us a place beside Christ in heaven. God did this so in the future world, He could show how truly good and kind He is to us because of what Christ Jesus has done. You were saved by faith in God, who treats us much better than we deserve. This is God's gift to you, and not anything you have done on your own. It isn't something you have earned, so there's nothing you can brag about. God planned for us to do good things and to live as He has always wanted us to live. This is why He sent Christ to make us what we are. Don't forget that you are Gentiles. In fact, you used to be called uncircumcised by those who take pride in being circumcised. At that time, you did not know about Christ. You were foreigners to the people of Israel, and you had no part in the promises God had made to them. You were living in this world without hope and without God, and you were far from God. But Christ offered his life's blood as a sacrifice and brought you near God. Christ has made peace between Jews and Gentiles, and he has united us by breaking down the wall of hatred that separated us. Christ gave his own body to destroy the law of Moses with all its rules and commands. He even brought Jews and Gentiles together as though we were only one person when he united us in peace. On the cross, Christ did away with our hatred for each other. He also made peace between us and God by uniting Jews and Gentiles in one body. Christ came and preached peace to you Gentiles who were far from God, and peace to us Jews who were near God. And because of Christ, all of us can come to the Father by the same Spirit. You Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens with everyone else who belongs to the family of God. You are like a building, with the apostles and prophets as the foundation, and with Christ as the most important stone. Christ is the one who holds the building together and makes it grow into a holy temple for the Lord. And you are a part of that building Christ has built as a place for God's own Spirit to live. May God bless the reading of His Word. So I've got a few thoughts to share about our reading today, and then I'll read the email that was sent to me today. It really touched my heart. The first couple of chapters here in Paul's letter to the Ephesians are a wonderful restating of the good news, the gospel, the message of how a loving God made a way to save his beloved creation from an eternity of separation from him. If you are ever in doubt, come and read and reread what Paul wrote here. The ironic thing is, in the closing paragraphs of chapter 2, Paul talks about how Jew and Gentile are united as one in Christ. But just a few sentences before, he wrote a couple of sentences that caused a split in the body of Christ that lasts right up to today. He said in verse 8 and 9, "You were saved by faith in God, who treats us much better than we deserve. This is God's gift to you, and not anything you have done on your own. It isn't something you have earned, so there's nothing you can brag about." The King James Version might sound a little more familiar to you. Here it is. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." These are the words that sparked Martin Luther's thinking that led to the Protestant Reformation, effectively splitting the Christian church in two, the Catholics and the Protestants. Now, I obviously don't have time here to discuss the differences between these two schools of thought. But suffice it to say that whether you are Protestant or Catholic, Jew or Gentile, it is your faith, or lack thereof, that determines your eternal residence. Nothing else. And if reading these chapters in their complete context doesn't tell you how much God loves you and wants to save you, then I don't know what will. I pray that you respond to His love with gratitude and open arms, because I want to get to know you when we stand together around His throne in heaven. And now I'd like to quickly share an email I got from listener and LifeSpring family member Jeff Dean today. I have to tell you that its timing was truly a God thing. My wife, the lovely lady Leanne, and I were discussing the podcast, and I mentioned that it sometimes gets a bit discouraging when I don't hear from the listeners. I know you're there because the shows are being downloaded. But without feedback, I'm not sure if what I'm doing here behind the microphone is making a difference. I hope it is, but I have no way of knowing. Now get this. Just moments after we had this conversation, I'm talking like less than 5 minutes, Jeff's email comes into my inbox. And here's part of what he said. "I did post a review on iTunes as you asked. I remember that, Jeff, quite well." He continues, "It was fun to hear my name on a podcast. Well, Jeff, it was fun for me to read your review." And he says, "I would love to make a trip from my LA to your LA. Jeff lives in Louisiana and I'm in Southern California. And then here's the one that got me. He said, "Your voice and commentary to my ears is like King David's harp to King Saul's unrest. Thanks." Oh my goodness, what a lovely sentence. When I read that, I looked up into a big blue sky full of fluffy white clouds, and I said, "Thank you, God, for your perfect timing." Jeff, you may not have known it, but you were God's instrument today. Thank you for responding to the Holy Spirit's nudge. It really, really touched my heart at a time that it needed to be touched. If you, dear listener, have comments, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 280, or you can tweet me at @_SteveWeb_, and be sure in your tweet you put #LifespringMedia. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye. And Jeff Dean, you rock.